This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor in Dehradun, Uttarakhand today. The Prime Minister will also undertake a review of the wildlife corridor on the elevated section of the Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor. After the review, Mr. Modi will perform darshan and puja at Jai Ma Dat Kali Temple near Dehradun. The 213-kilometer-long six-lane access-controlled Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor has been developed at a cost of over 12,000 crore rupees. The corridor will reduce travel time between Delhi and Dehradun from over 6 hours at present to around 2.5 hours. President Draupadi Murmu, who is on a two-day visit to Gujarat, will participate in the Samajik Samarasata Mahotsav at Lok Bhavan in Gandhinagar today to mark the birth anniversary of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. Gujarat Governor Acharya Devavrat and Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will also be present on the occasion. Later, the President will attend the fifth convocation ceremony of the Rashtriya Raksha University in Gandhinagar. Our correspondent reports that around 593 students will be awarded degrees during the ceremony. The nation pays homage to the chief architect of the Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his 136th birth anniversary today. Several functions have been organized throughout the country to mark the occasion. In New Delhi, a function has been organized at Parliament House complex this morning to pay tributes to Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. Dr. Ambedkar's multifaceted contributions from economic policy and infrastructure to constitutional law cemented his legacy as a nation builder, committed to fostering a just and equitable India. Dr. B.R. Ambedkar was posthumously honored with Bharat Ratna in the year 1990. The festival of Baisakhi is being celebrated in Punjab today with devotion, enthusiasm and brotherhood. The occasion has a religious, cultural and historical value. It was on this day the Khalsa Panth was founded by the 10th Guru, Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji, in the year 1699. Thousands of devotees are paying obeisance at Gurdwara Takht Sri Kesgarh Sahib, located in Sri Anandpur Sahib, where the Khalsa Panth was founded. Musical recitation of hymns is also being performed by Kirtani Jathas here and in Gurdwaras across the nation. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Jammu Municipal Corporation, JMC, and Jammu Smart City Limited, in coordination with the Departments of Tourism and Information, are organizing a three-day Swachh Tavi Mahotsav, a major celebration of local heritage and environmental care. The Mahotsav is being held at the 4th Tavi Bridge to mark Baisakhi. The festival aims to highlight JMC's ongoing work to make Jammu a cleaner and more culturally active city under the Swachh Bharat Mission Urban 2.0. Iranian Ambassador to India, Dr. Mohammad Fatali, has thanked the government and people of India for being reliable and compassionate partners in times of hardship. Talking to reporters last evening in New Delhi, Dr. Fatali also thanked the government for facilitating all the necessary arrangements in difficult times. The ambassador said that India and Iran share common interests and both sides will continue to have good relations in the future too. The United States Navy has begun enforcing a full maritime blockade of Iranian ports, escalating tensions in East Asia after weekend peace talks in Pakistan collapsed without agreement. The operation took effect at 7:30 last evening, with U.S. Central Command stating that the restrictions apply to vessels entering or leaving Iranian coastal areas in the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. Officials said ships bound for non-Iranian destinations can still transit through the Strait of Hormuz, though they may encounter increased military presence and communications checks. In IPL cricket, an explosive 91 by skipper Ishan Kishan and four wicket hauls from debutants Praful Hinge and Saqib Hussain helped Sunrisers Hyderabad beat Rajasthan Royals by 57 runs at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad last night. Praful Hinge was declared player of the match. With this win, Rajasthan Royals' four-match win streak is broken and Sunrisers Hyderabad have their second win to their name alongside three losses. And that is the end of this news bulletin.